Hello and welcome to episode 24 of Character Flaw. I am your host and Dungeon Master Charles, and joining us today we have...
My name is Tristan. I'm playing as Ariel, the Elven Ranger.
I'm Josh, and I'm playing the breathtaking Balthazar.
I'm RC, and I'm playing Sado the Assassin.
I'm Demi, and I'm playing Fen, the Dragonborn Paladin.
We are going to be playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons on the 5th edition engine in a homebrewed steampunk Far Eastern setting called Ryunoji. Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious met the breathtaking Balthazar's family. Momo, his nanny, knitted him some horn warmers. BTB's dad, Theodore, a mammoth of a dragonborn, gifted Ariel a bottle of 75-year-old sake that he promptly chugged. His mother introduced BTB to his little sister Amanda, who was enamored with her big brother. Theodore then made it very clear that he expected Tucker to stay and drop his whole breathtaking Balthazar act. That was the start of the contention. After much uncomfortable table talk, embarrassing stories, and mention of BTB's late brother, his parents departed to take care of business. Katsu, BTB's butler that helped him get away with mischief when he was a kid, gave the party some info. It also turns out that BTB's fiancé is still in town, wanting to meet him. Rather than dealing with any of these things, VD instead goes to the temple, fortified for a fight, just as the defenders finish a war prayer. And that is where we pick back up, so... You had just noticed that it was a very fortified temple. There are weapons along. There are some people that look like they're farmers with katanas, things like that out. And they're just finishing what Fen knows to be a war prayer.
They're just finishing up?
They're just finishing the prayer, yes.
Can I just say this feels very Civil War
reenactment? Yeah, that's what I was going to say too.
Goddamn so Union!
Huwei? Huwei? Is that his name?
Who are you speaking about?
Huwei. The guy that, or the Jessicar that just like let
Huwei.
Us in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're with Huwei.
Jessicar Huwei. Yeah.
Okay. Huwei. So, I'm just gonna like quietly ask him like, hey, what are they preparing for? That was a battle prayer.
Yes, Elder Numachi has been collecting people to prepare for what we expect to be a fight. We don't know what day, but every morning we start with a war prayer.
What do you mean, expect to be a fight? What from where? Who's attacking you? How can I help?
The eyes of the dragon have been attacking many temples.
Use your brain.
Well, yeah, I figured, but they didn't say anything about that. Like, literally when I came, like, yesterday, they were like, you should go visit the fucking thing. Yeah, they didn't tell me anything
today
about
is
that.
A different day, and now they can tell us.
Today's a new day. Cool. I mean, you just know that it's coming soon? Do you have any other...
We just assume it's coming. All the other temples on our island have been stacked. Why would ours not be?
Do you know what they're after?
Well, according to the news reports that we've been getting from the papers, it's dragon bones and, slaves.
Whoa, slaves? What? I'm sorry?
They've captured a few different people. We can only assume they're being enslaved or something worse.
The slaves is a new thing.
Yeah, that's new to us, and we've been tracking them.
Well, I assume that you guys haven't been at all the different places.
We've been at the past, like...
Four?
Three. Four? Is it four now? I thought it was three.
Seven temples have been sacked.
Well, we've been at three of them. And well, the last one we stopped. Well, to be fair.
Well,
they stopped, but...
It is three, yes, but I'm counting this one as well.
Okay,
so we're
going to
be
four.
Participating, so...
Nuance! Yeah. Anyway, who have they been taking those slaves? That's a new one for them.
We don't know. I mean, there are a couple that they just overwhelmed. They slaughtered everyone in one of them. I can't recall the name off the top of my head, but they've been doing some bad things to the rest.
Yeah.
And thus yeah. Why when... A random Justicar shows up out of nowhere, could be a little worried.
Damn, he called you random.
Rar. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. Well, we don't exactly... We're hoping they won't hit this temple, but, I mean, how long are we gonna stay? I assume...
You can't see me. I'm invisible still.
Oh, that's true.
But I'm like, oh god, not long.
I'll say
that out loud. Not long.
Okay.
The guy's gonna be like, what the fuck?
he looks around.
Do I know this guy or no?
No, he's a car.
Okay. No, do I know him like previously?
Hooray!
I just mean, like, would he know me? I'll be like, it's cool, bro, it's me. But no, I'll just stay quiet after that.
Well, you know, I'd like to help in any way that we can, especially if they're going to attack the temple. But I guess, in the meantime, could you point us to Monk Florence?
He simply moves and points at the one gnome among the people praying.
Next to the machine.
I thought they were done praying.
They are in the process of wrapping.
Okay.
He is still praying. The rest of the farmers are like kind of getting up. He's still down in like a full bow, forehead to the floor.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna let him finish. I'm gonna go over and join him.
Okay.
I'm like dropping. Well, not dropping, but I'm like setting my shield down so it doesn't fucking hurt me again. And I'll join him.
Yeah, and the breathtaking Balthazar, you recognize Elder Numachi Jin, your fiance's father.
I'm invisible. I'm gonna fuck. I'm like, whoop, pick the right time.
Fen, yes. You go, you pray. Mm-hmm. He finishes praying relatively quickly, and then, you know, he gets up. As he stands, you hear his knees pop,
oh,
as
yikes.
Well as his lower back.
Oh, ooh. Buddy.
And he just rubs his back a little bit.
Oh, same.
And then he turns and walks over to what looks like, you would know it as a generator.
So it is Florence and the Machine.
Hey!
So he walks over to a generator, and he picks up two buckets and begins to walk towards the back of the temple.
I want to, like, pick my shield up and, like, put it on me. And I want to walk over and be like, hi, can I help you or anything like that? And I want to try to, like, grab a bucket from him and help him out.
Oh, I don't recognize you, Justicar, but yes, I would be glad to take your help.
Yeah,
he hands one bucket to you. As he is talking, you notice that it looks like his canine teeth have been replaced with sapphires.
Dope.
Lucky.
Wait.
Okay.
We need those jewels. Later. Find his teeth out.
Later. No, I have. I have. Don't worry about it.
I have.
I have many. I know. Sorry. Sorry.
Really quick, out of character. We might need one of those teeth for the resurrection.
No, I already have a sapphire.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. I like. I have it in my notes and everything. I have fucking. Yeah. I don't know how much it is worth, but I have a pearl. That's 1,000, or it's worth 1,000 gold, and then I have a sapphire that I wrote down that's important to the thing. So, I already have a sapphire.
You're missing a ruby and a diamond.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, now I know.
Let me see your lower teeth.
Can you, let me just stick this mirror in there.
You just anyway. Pull out a sanitized dental instrument. I'm like, let me just take a look.
I'm a doctor.
So he hands you the bucket.
Bucker.
The bucker.
Continues to walk.
All right, I'm following him.
So he goes out and you see this long path that leads up to what looks like a graveyard.
Oh, cool. I don't know what to ask him about.
I'm following him.
Oh, you're following us?
I mean, I'm just kind of following slightly behind as well.
Okay. I'm stumbling behind.
I'll kind of help you along, but you're like, man, I'm actually doing really well. It's because I'm like holding you.
Like, he has an arm out, but he doesn't know why. Like,
walking like a zombie.
Just.
Well, we're in a graveyard. It's appropriate. Anyway. The monster. Thriller.
As you guys begin walking up this path, looking off to your left, you see this kind of large lake. It's the same one that's behind the inn and the dance house and the tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time you kind of are getting a good look at it during the day, and you can see that there are like little chunks of flesh and things like that.
What the fuck?
It, and that it just looks dirty. There are dead fish like just floating down and swirling around in this lake, and they continue to walk up the path, and then at one point he kind of stops, and you can see this little just like foot trail that looks like it leads down to the edge of the lake, and he begins walking down that way.
Oh, yikes. Okay. I'm still gonna follow him.
So, once he gets down, he just takes a big bucket of the water and then hands it over to you.
Yeah, I'll take it.
He takes the other one, does another big bucket of water, and would you mind?
Not at all, yeah.
And at that point, then begins to climb his way back up the little footpath to the actual trail.
I'll let him go first, just so he doesn't, in case anything happens.
He makes it just fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so, like, while we're walking back, I want to ask him, so, have you heard any, like, any impending news about the Eyes of the Dragon, or?
I'm afraid I haven't. They really seem to be more something we expect than something that we are actively expecting today.
Okay. Just general expecting. Gotcha.
The other temples have been sacked. We're one of the few on the island that is left to be sacked, so we assume they're coming.
So, the Hue, Justicar Hue, told us that there were seven temples that were got.
Yes.
But is that, like, where were those? Because we only know of three, and we stopped two of them.
All over.
Like, everywhere?
Most of the temples on the island have been sacked. At least the ones that contain bones of the ancient dragons.
So, what other... Well, have there been, do you know, have there been any temples that don't have bones that have been?
No, none of those. Okay.
What other temples that haven't been, like, got, have bones? Maybe we can go there and try to stop it.
The capital's temple hasn't been attacked. And then there is also the center of our island, so our island capital also hasn't been gotten, and then the,
Island capital.
And there's us.
Oh, shit. Well, we're not doing a good job, guys.
It's not like we are. They haven't been attacked.
What is the town that we're in called?
Budanoki.
Budanoki. Okay. And then, are we back yet? Or?
Yeah, you guys get back. Once you do, he takes both the buckets from you and goes over, places them down, pulls out two of the little tablets and drops one in each of the buckets, and you see that the buckets fizz up, and then once it's done, it's just clear, clean water. He then proceeds to pour those into a sort of boiler, and the engine itself starts up and begins to come to life. You then notice that little light bulbs begin to come on around the temple itself, lighting
nice.
Up the kind of darker areas.
We also wanted to ask you about some books you might have on, like, different types of herbs and that kind of stuff. Sato?
Yes.
Oh!
I don't know. Yeah. But I was told by the family butler of one of our good friends, Tucker is the name, that you had access to these books on the various local herbs and so forth?
Yes, I have books on the flora and fauna.
Can I reference make use paintings. Of the books for medical research?
Medical
what
research.
Type of medical research?
Like healing wounds?
Yeah, okay.
Roll a deception check.
Yeah, by poisoning them. Making wounds bigger.
Oh, buddy.
No, I'm gonna do this.
Using your spray.
No, still better. Yeah. Not a whole lot better. 14?
14. He looks at you, squints.
No, that's what dice jail is for. God damn it.
It's not in jail.
So he looks at Sato, squints, and then turns to the Justicar.
Yes?
Is he going to use it for medical research?
He's looking up how to poison people. Allegedly.
No, I'm after...
And why should I allow you to research what...
I mean, want to poison the eyes of the dragon.
Yeah, I mean,
guys.
We're like, we're against the eyes of the dragon.
If you look at your own river, you did a good job of that yourself.
Wow, alright. Well, I'm not...
You should
have said that. I don't know him.
The river has been that way for hundreds of years.
Yeah,
I know.
Hundreds of years.
I mean, Graves up there. It's coming down right
now. Be right next to this dude and go, he's a liar. And then back up.
I mean,
the river was ugly and dirty and murky and full of little bits of pieces of things before the graveyard was made. I've been here since the founding of this town. The
graveyard's not helping.
Sato, just shush.
You're not helping your own fucking face.
Yeah, you know what? You don't have to give us any books. That's totally cool.
I'm certainly less inclined to give it to you now.
Yeah, you done goofed.
I mean, I can either research it properly or just start experimenting.
Jeez, no, stop.
I wanted to die.
I never said I was going to use it on myself.
Yeah, he's going to experiment on somebody else. You're losing at least a finger.
Yeah.
At most, like an arm.
Or a kidney.
Or a kidney. Just the whole liver.
The books in the temple are for public use, however, so you may go over to the bookshelves and use whichever ones you wish, but if you leave town without returning the books, then...
No, I wasn't planning on taking them out of the temple. I was just going to look over what I needed and then leave.
Well, the bookshelf is over there, and you are welcome to anything in there.
Cool, I pirouette and just kind of go away.
Even when you, like, insult them, they're nice to you.
So there are multiple books and scrolls on various topics. War, culture, the spirits, flora, fauna, all of it.
I grab all the ones that relate anything to plant life in the general area, and all the ones that are spirit-related, just kind of put them aside.
I put them behind the other books.
So you have a stack of about 5 or 10 books and scroll cases.
Look at you, studious boy.
And I'm going to go through all of them and on a separate piece of my own paper, write down all the poisonous ones and like give a rough sketch of what they look like, if they have any images
in
the books.
Can you like turn to camera, freeze frame, be like, all I need to have fun is my local library. Set your books down.
Terrible 90s music plays behind that.
The more you know.
You are still invisible right now.
The one
for an hour total, yeah.
Okay. So Elder Numachi walks over to Monk Florence and the rest of the party, with the exception of Sato.
I'm doing book stuff.
Justicar, it's good to see another has come to the defense of our temple.
Our bow.
Now, anything that we can do to assist you? I've been briefed on the fact that you're here to help fight the eyes. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, anything you have on... Have there been any movements in the town? Have you seen anything outside? Have you gotten any news of them maybe on their way here?
About a month ago, there were a few people in purple and black robes that were coming through town. Now Fort has popped up in the swamp about 10 miles out. Then... Beyond that, about a week ago, we had another dragonborn in heavy armor coming through.
Mm-hmm. What,
Go on.
Yeah. Go on.
She didn't speak to me directly, but she spoke to Florence. Mm. And, from what I understand, she was looking for information fairly similar to, what your boy over there is looking for.
Can I hear that?
He's speaking fairly quietly.
Okay. I would have just looked up from the book and like, huh?
You're also busy going through your book pages like, ah, yes, writing down, scribbling,
boys and boy.
You know, boys and boy.
Why don't I go to him to make sure he's doing what he do? Why don't
you go sit with Sato? Maybe you can find a book that you want to read.
Who reads anymore?
All right, go sit over there with Sato.
I go over and help.
This silver dragonborn puts a hand on your shoulder, Ariel. Looks at you and says, "Get help, son."
Wow, calling him out.
It's 9 in the morning. Get help.
This is so fun for me.
Yeah. And you're invisible. Yeah, we just had to sit through you being embarrassed. Now you get to sit through.
Like finally.
Yeah. Right.
How did Buggy even react to something like that? Did you say, fuck
you get
off?
Help?
You get your ass kicked.
You get help. That's the great.
I just kind of walk away.
The spirits will guide you down whatever path you choose.
Preach.
gay.
Miss me with that gay shit.
Your spirits are a lie.
BTV is like trailing behind me. No respect, sir. Suck my dick. What the fuck you say to me, boy? Oh, God, no.
That'd be great. I could do
no,
that.
No, please don't. Please don't. Anyway, so what's Monk Florence doing?
Monk Florence, he's in the process right now of like doing a little bit of maintenance on that generator, just making sure that it's clean, everything's working properly.
I would like to go over there and offer my assistance again, and then I want to ask him about the Dragonborn that came through like a week ago.
Ah, yes, she was an interesting person to talk to.
You could say that.
That's how I would phrase it.
He's like, I did.
I did? I just said that? Yeah. What? The other said that she had some questions. What did she ask you about?
Spiritual matters?
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things I am bound by oath to not reveal. I can tell you some information, though. Questioning of spirits and ancient rivalries of the spirits.
I mean, anything that you can give me would be helpful.
She asked specifically of the one that rose up against the Great Worm.
Out of game, do you want to say what a worm is for people that don't play D&D like dorks?
So, a worm is actually the term for...
Because they'll think it's just an earthworm. If you
for
don't.
A Chinese or Japanese type of dragon. They're the ones without arms. They just have wings. And in this particular setting, they are the oldest and most powerful of the dragons. The only ones that are the one that originally created the world, and then a few of the first dragons that he created when the other spirits imprisoned him on this island. So, yeah, the... first one to rise up.
So there's the Great Worm, and mm-hmm. then there's what is the one that rose up against it?
Earthworm Jim.
Oh, gotcha,
that's
gotcha.
What why don't you
Alaskan Bullworm?
So yeah. You can ask him in character.
Wouldn't I know that though?
Possibly. It's more obscure information because that's not.
Well, isn't that like the basis of like the split between chromatic and
it is the basis thing. For the split.
Yeah.
However, it's been turned to myth and legend okay. more than something studied. So it's more specialized information
okay.
that elders would know, but not necessarily Justicars. So roll, see how well you paid attention to your elders.
What do I roll?
Religion. Using inspiration? Okay.
Religion?
Yes.
That's 13.
13? So,
oh, shit. Yeah, you're going to jail. Fuck you.
You know that the one that rose up, the first child, was Kamitsu.
Okay. Okay.
And all that you can remember is that Kamitsu was powerful enough to injure the Great Worm.
Okay. So, are they still, like, alive, or have they already, like, because I assume the dragon bones that are mm-hmm. in each of the temples are, what, like, one of the dragons that, like, fought in the,
that's
like,
correct.
The war, whatever.
The
or
Great
the war,
Worm,
but...
the Great Worm is the only one of those dragons still alive.
Okay.
Kamitsu was slain by the Metallic Children. The Metallic Children have since died of age.
Okay. And then, would I know where Kamitsu would have been, like?
Kamitsu's bones were scattered across the world.
Okay, cool. Okay. I mean, I guess if that's all he's going to give me, then that's fine. Would you happen to know where she was headed?
To my understanding, she was headed to the swamp or the capital, one of the two. She never made it particularly clear.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have to go through the swamp to get to the capital, right? I would assume.
She came in on a train. She left on
of
foot.
Of course she did. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. That's all. That's it. She's just asking about spiritual stuff. I mean, she would have already known that. She's...
The other things I am bound by oath to not divulge.
That's fine.
Well, cast detect thoughts.
Everyone looks at Sato.
I don't know. Wait, I don't even know that it works like that, do I?
No, you don't.
I've never told anyone.
Fuck you. God, fuck you.
But I like how I'm just sitting there, I'm like, I could do that. And then everyone's just like...
Yeah.
Fuck me for bringing it up, right?
Yeah. Because I don't even know what it does.
I actually forgot he could do that.
I can't even...
I keep it in mind just in case I really do need to pry some information. But for the most part, I don't.
There was one name I could tell you. One name that she mentioned a few times. Yong.
Yong?
I know not what it means, but Yong. She mentioned that name a few times.
Was it... You don't know if it was like a person or...
That's all that I just remember
or
that
a name
I can
of something. Or, okay. Well, thank you for telling me what you did. Do you need any help with this? Can I help?
It's pretty much done. I'm about to head up to the graveyard to finish my painting.
Oh, that's nice. What do you paint?
Everything, actually. It's my passion.
That's really cute. Anyway.
He, like, at that point, he actually, you kind of see that a spark has gone into his eyes just a little bit, and he reaches in and pulls out this, like, old leather-bound notebook that he opens up, and he starts flipping through pages and pages of watercolor of just beautiful landscapes and fauna.
That's adorable.
It's stunning, really. Like, the work that he has done is obviously perfected over hundreds of years of painting.
Oh, that's awesome. He's a gnome, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so like hundreds of years. Sorry,
is his name David? Do you know that?
No. Well,
his name is Florence.
Well, I might be the only old one here that knows that... David the Gnome.
I think
it's a cartoon.
Yeah. Okay. So,
it's us too.
Yeah.
Yeah, oldies.
No, I've seen it before, but that's why I suddenly was like, you guys are ancient.
Fucking old people. Anyway.
Playing D&D and stuff.
God.
It's a young man's game now. Alright, so.
Anyway.
Yeah, Sato, I would like you to make a knowledge nature roll.
Dude, almost.
Ooh. What'd you get?
Right. Yeah, one of those.
With knowledge nature?
Yes.
11.
11. Okay. Your information is mediocre. Some of the things that you're copying down are wrong information that you're transcribing improperly, and you're also not doing well on your drawings of what the fauna look like. So your notes will give you a +2 to identify, but not great.
So I got an 18. I got an 18 to be over your shoulder and be like, "That's all wrong, dumbass."
You got an 18 knowledge of nature.
Yeah.
So yeah, but... you just hear that's all wrong, dumbass.
But he probably just thinks I'm fucking with him, but it's true.
You still don't know where he is, but you just hear his voice. It's all wrong, dumbass. And then Ariel, you're over there being drunk too.
Shut up! I can read.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Tell him mom.
I wanna ask if there's anything of like if he has any like sunrises, like any pictures of sunrises or anything like that. And then I wanna ask if I could buy it.
He like very happily smiles and says, "Give me a minute." And he walks away to like what looks like the quarters, and then he comes out with a canvas.
Oh shit.
Is covered with some vellum, and comes out and he kind of gently takes the vellum off, and you can see this beautiful oil painting of the lake the way that he sees it, which is beautiful blues,
yeah,
and green.
This dude's blind.
And yeah,
he rolled bad on his perception check.
The sunrise over that, and the sunrise basically has a beam of light that hits both the plantation as well as the dance hall.
Oh, that's cute. And then I want to ask, would you be, like, could I buy this from you?
Paul, I appreciate the sentiment. No.
Oh, damn it.
He then puts the vellum back over it and hands it to you.
Oh! Oh, buddy, no! I have to, you can't, like, you listen, you can't just give this to me. Yeah, right? You can't just give this to me. Let me give you something.
You're here to help defend the temple. That's all I need.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry. That's so nice.
About kiss a room.
Can I give him a hug?
Absolutely.
Yes. I'll take a hug. I give him like the biggest hug ever. Gentle. And I'm like super gentle. Yeah, I'm super gentle with the canvas.
So he takes the hug and then just simply smiles and says, I'm going up to paint more if you guys would like to come join me.
I would, but the dragon thing is kind of taking over like everything, and we have to figure out when they're coming, if they're coming, and how to defend the town.
You're gonna sit down next to the little gnome and then appear. You're like, I'll go with you.
He looks at you and just kind of squints for a second. He wasn't like shocked by it.
Damn it, I was trying to shock him. Like, oh Jesus.
I mean, you just, if you wanted that effect, just
Tucker.
Yeah.
Oh, Tucker, I remember when your father was a little boy.
That's weird. Just checking out little boys.
I also remember when you were smaller than me, you know.
I don't know if that's really possible. Wait, do dragonborn have live birth or eggs?
Eggs.
I bet my egg was bigger than you.
Jesus Christ.
You were smaller than me for about 2 weeks.
Okay. That's a possibility.
That sounds fake, but okay.
You are fake news.
So, are you here to see your parents, finally?
Well, I did, yeah. I saw them. I'll probably see them one more before we leave, but yeah.
Are you going to visit Georgette?
No.
She still talks about you.
Niente. No.
Don't let the elder see you.
So not.
So, wait.
It is not my business to intrude further than I have asked.
Preesh.
Are you going to at least visit the grave?
That's why I was willing to go with you.
Well, then I would be happy to walk with you and catch me up on your adventures.
Show enough.
No.
So, you remember him to be, you know, a pretty steady source of spiritual guidance when you were younger. The current elder was not the elder. The elder that was there, you haven't seen around, so you can assume he was pretty old when you left. He was in his 90s.
Okay.
So. So, you guys begin to head up the path. Is anybody else going to go up the path to the graveyard as well? Mm-hmm. No?
I'm too drunk to even, even think straight, so no.
I'll go with one.
I'm probably just
trying. I would say to I might recommend the party go up the path.
All right.
Because splitting the party is never a good idea.
I know. Okay, wait, so how long has it been since, like, we dragged my head?
Yeah, I'm going to take Ari. I'm just kind of pull him along with.
About 30 minutes at most.
30 minutes, all right. I got 30 minutes to go. We go talk to the other fucking dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that dude? Yeah, that
dude. Then the party begins to go up towards the graveyard. And the graveyard itself has all of these very modest headstones, with the exception of two. There is one that is dedicated to the previous elder of the temple.
Oh. And my assumptions were correct.
Yeah. And the other one is, again, dedicated to the elder of the temple before him, the one that founded this temple.
Damn, pays to be an old guy.
And in the middle is a shrine where you can pray to all of the spirits within the graveyard itself. BTB, you know exactly where the grave that you want to visit is. And as you guys get up, you notice that there is already a easel with a canvas on it and just like a little bag that has paints and everything else there. And he walks over to that and begins to pull it out and starts to mix some paint and looks around. You can see that he's painting the shrine and the two larger headstones.
That's cute.
Yeah, I'll go hang out at the grave.
Hey God, it's me, Tucker.
So, Tucker, you walk over and you can see that among all of the different tombstones here, this is one of the best kept ones. It has flowers on it that are still fresh from, it looks like, this morning. And it's been well kept.
Good. I was actually going to get pissed if it wasn't. I was probably going to take it out on that little gnome. But,
wow. Okay.
Whoa, dude.
Whoa.
Hey, you have no idea how my emotions could flare.
I don't know.
At this moment.
I guess that is fair.
I want to, after you walk off and be like, what is he doing? So
I'm just going to like tug on Fenn's arm and be like, he's going to go be sad. Leave him.
Oh, okay.
Should we be there for him?
No.
Ariel, you are drunk. You make that decision yourself.
No.
You gonna go be there for BTB?
You don't want to watch this guy paint? I don't know, I mean, look, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
It's like he's very talented. It's like Bob Ross. Do you think we can get him to like narrate it?
Do you hear those good ASMR sounds coming off that brush? Damn.
Exactly. Damn.
Stay here and get those tangles.
Yeah. So, you feel that tangling?
Ario, being the drunk dumbass that he is, he's going to walk over to BTV and make sure he's doing okay.
I tried.
I'm kneeling down, basically, just looking at it. So
Ario stumbles over, like, uses you to prop up his own weight.
He's like, hey, buddy. Yeah. Are you doing okay?
I put my arm around him, actually, but okay. I don't say anything.
The gravestone reads...
It's a kid grave. That's what
it's
it
small.
Reads, I'm drunk. Can't see.
So it reads, here lies Stephen Tackbonger, beloved brother and son of Theodore and Liana Tackbonger and Tucker Tackbonger. He was taken too soon in an unfortunate way.
So this is your brother's... Brother's grave. Yeah. Do you want to talk about what,
hell of a deduction?
The drug deduction. So
I see your name here. Is that why you're over here?
Is this your grave?
Them's your hopes and dreams.
That's why it's so well kept,
yeah.
Ain't it?
I don't
want to talk about it at all. But I appreciate you being here.
Well,
stop talking.
I lost my family a long time ago thanks to a dragon.
Yeah. It's cool to make this moment about yourself. I like
he's
that.
He's trying to relate. Come on.
He's drunkenly trying to relate.
Trying to relate.
Where it's all about me.
Every Facebook post post tragedy. For me, this is how this made me feel. For me.
For me.
For me.
To me.
I can't believe for me.
So,
I appreciate the sentiment, but I'm not looking to elaborate.
Well, I just hope you don't take the path that I took. When I lost everything.
I mean, he's true.
And I just kind of sit there with him.
And became an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Became an alcoholic with massive rage issues.
Sato,
be better than me, son.
What is your passive perception?
My passive perception is 11.
All right. Ariel, BTB, what is your passive perceptions?
10.
Where's that again?
Mayor.
You.
Oh, 11.
Wait, whoa, hang on. Why? Please.
You are busy, like, actively watching him paint and talking to this gnome.
Oh, fuck,
and
okay.
That's about to happen.
I'll take it.
Shit my pants.
You already did that.
You mean your robes?
Shit my robes. It's like toilet paper, you just pull the robe down.
No!
And, like, rip it off, and there's a new robe.
Goddamn monster.
Fuck!
Robe of extension.
Roll initiative, apparently.
Steven's coming out.
Not quite.
Just a hand reaches up and chokes me, a little baby hand.
You son of a
bitch! What the fuck?
Like, I deserve this.
I'm haunted by my past. I deserve this.
Shit. I'm gonna fucking get got.
Sato, 20 to hit.
Yeah, that's
Ariel, 19 to hit.
Yeah, that is.
All right. I'm going to roll the damage for this, and then I will explain what's happening here.
Oh, Jesus.
This leg keeps like... That's a lot of fucking dice! Your
chair angled slightly.
I hope those were D4s, goddamn!
It's like rubbing off.
You're rubbing off? What?
No.
Your face.
Ariel, you take 7 bludgeoning damage.
Okay, that's not that bad.
And 13 acid damage.
Never mind. Holy shit, that's 20.
20.
Oh.
Totes.
So
that's
20
totes. Jesus Christ.
Sato, you take 4 bludgeoning damage. And 15 acid. So 19.
Jesus Christ.
Also, you are each wearing non-magical armor currently.
That, yes, true.
The acid, as it dissolves into your skin, begins to also corrode away your armor, giving you each a -1 penalty to your armor class permanently.
What?
Until you get some new armor.
Oh, man. What the fuck? This is like traditional armor for me.
Now.
This is traditional ass armor.
This is what happens.
Ass armor.
As you two are sharing your moment, and Sato, you are kind of looking at the painting, looking over the temple, and just kind of walking around the graveyard, black, viscous tentacles swing up, and one wraps around your midsection, Sato, and just the slap of it hurts, but then you begin to feel the burning around your midsection. Ariel, it goes directly around your neck. And begins to pull and burn your shoulders. The shoulder plates of your armor are beginning to burn away. As you both kind of turn to react, letting out your yelps, you see these giant mounds of just viscous black ooze. Roll initiative. Okay, so that means our initiative order is going to be Sato with a 22, the breathtaking Balthazar with a 20, Ariel with 15, Fen with 5, and then the viscous mounds in last. You had 7. Yes, Fen was 7, then the viscous mounds with 5.
I'm down with a viscous mound. How about you, RC?
So,
down the clown with a viscous mound.
So,
you're welcome.
It's currently trying to like envelop you and pull you into it.
I'm gonna stab it with my trident.
I want you to remember something. Your character has never seen this type of creature before, and you're going to metagame a little bit here. So try to think that Sato's never seen this creature before, and you're just surprised being wrapped around, and it's
trying to eat you. It's holding me.
But it's also his first time to fight since you gained it, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, why wouldn't you want
to? I mean, we had the chance to fight the dragon with it, but I'm like, yeah, that's a dragon. But I want to use this trident.
Okay.
Not to mention it's a reachy thing, so I can, like, poke at it.
That's true.
So instead of it being, like, almost. A sword and...
Well, I mean, you're still in contact with it right now, yep. So...
I'm aware. I don't think there's a way to get away from it.
I don't think you need a metagame to know that a dagger ain't going to shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what do
you
guys
now, tridents, are not reach weapons.
Oh.
No, they're like a spear length, so they're not reach weapons.
It's longer than.
I'm just telling you, within the player's handbook, it's not considered a reach weapon.
23 to hit?
23 will hit.
What is a trident's damage die?
You want to look it up in the handbook quickly?
Yeah.
Let's say a 10.
But a spear is longer than his. What do you have? A short sword and some daggers?
Yeah.
Throwing knives, and then he has a longbow. So
yep,
don't really have
it's the longest reaching weapon I have right now.
Don't really have any close.
And it doesn't. It doesn't say reach on it, correct?
No, it says thrown.
Yeah, so you can throw it at
2060 and versatile. 1d6.
You could use it with both hands. You could do a d8.
6 damage.
All right, 6 magical damage. Correct.
Wait,
no. No, the trident wasn't magical.
I was going to say, is it magical?
I thought it was.
No, it's just a regular trident.
We never
it was magical when the sea guy or Salt had it.
We never really had a chance to establish that because there was no way we had to identify it.
I'm looking back at my notes quickly.
And this is the first time that I've attacked anything with it.
Yeah, I'm looking back at my notes. No, he used magic on the trident to make it a magical weapon.
Is it going to be that it stopped being magical when he died?
I don't know. That's the real question.
In this case, I'll say that it is magical, but you haven't spent time attuning to it because you haven't said that you were trying to attune to it.
That's fair.
That, yeah.
Say that. I'll say that's the way it works. So it is not going to be magic for the for damage or anything like that, but it won't corrode. So anyway, back to what damage you just rolled.
6 damage because I rolled a 2.
Okay, so 6 damage. And as you stab the trident into it, acid like pieces of it splash back on you, and you take 4 acid damage. And it seems to recoil a little bit from it, but you're still within 5 feet of it right now. So do you want to try and move a little further, or what are you going to do?
Bonus action disengage and run?
Yes.
Then I shall do that.
So you run 30 feet away from it.
Yep.
Okay. Then after Sato's turn, it is the breathtaking Balthazar.
It's like right next to me, right?
It is literally right next to you. And I will say also, BTB, being that you grew up here, you know what this thing is.
Mm.
You guys call them black puddings.
Okay.
The different things that you know about them is that basically, if you're going to attack it, you want to be far away from it.
Okay.
And if you hit it with something that cuts, you make more of them.
Okay. Free action yell, don't slice it.
So is that slashing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All of your weapons, yes.
No, only one of them.
I can give her my staff.
No.
We're medicating. And, I mean, that's all I'm going to say because I don't have any words.
Yeah, BTB just yells, don't cut it!
Yeah, don't cut it. Okay. And then I'll...
I got you, boo.
I guess back away.
Okay, are you going to disengage back away or are you going to just back away?
Nah, I'll chance a hit and back away so that I can fucking try to hit it.
All right, so it will take its attack of opportunity. A fleshy arm swings out at you, and it is a 15 to hit.
That will meet.
That will meet.
But right. I will shield.
All right.
I was waiting for that.
Shield, baby. I'm like, I see fuck that shield
I'm just like, there. Pick up dice, but I'll shield, put dice back.
Which is the only reason I'm usually willing to take opportunity attacks, because it'll be all right.
So you reaction, shield that, you... back up away from it 30 feet, and then you
do what? I'll Ray of Frost.
Okay, Ray of Frost. Interesting idea here. Okay, go ahead and roll to hit.
Corner.
Fuck that.
Hold on. What'd you...
No.
It was a...
It's not gonna fucking work. So now it'll be 24.
24 to hit? Okay, yes. Their armor class is 7.
What was your first roll?
Oh.
It still would've made, but I don't care.
All right, and how much damage do you do?
Yeah, I thought
you
had to decide before.
Yeah, you do.
You do, which is why I'm like, are you sure you want to do that? And he's like, yes. Okay.
Yeah, this looks colder. 8.
I guess it was colder.
Yep.
Let's see. And that's cold damage, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it looks like it hits it and it does nothing.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to react to that at all.
Okay.
Okay, I'm far enough away from it. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, the one thing that I will say is it does seem to, like, you can see it, like, it kind of gets cold, and it looks like it's starting to move just a little bit slower, but it definitely looks like you didn't hurt it at all.
Is it, do I think it's slowed?
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Does that end BTB's turn?
It does.
Ariel, you have... this black viscous tentacle basically wrapped around you, and it seems like it's trying to envelop you.
It's trying to give you a very uncomfortable hug.
I'm gonna have a Vietnam flashback to the water temple over there, and I'm gonna try to get the hell out of it.
Okay, so you can move away from it. Are you gonna just run from it, or are you gonna disengage from it?
What's the difference?
So if you disengage, you're not gonna be able to shoot it.
If you run straight from it, you will take an attack of opportunity, but you can still attack it after you run away. But if you disengage, which will take your whole action, you'll be safe from the attack.
But you can't attack.
Yeah, I'll disengage because I'm on two.
Okay, so you're just...
Oh, shit, yeah, you are.
That's right. So.
Oh, fuck. Well, that goes. There goes what I was going to do.
What were you going to do?
Don't worry about it. I'm going to fucking heal you.
Honey.
Actually, I'm just going to wait till you go down.
So that's
how much health do you have total?
Two.
No, total.
Oh, 22.
Okay, yeah, you're fine. I'll wait till you go down.
You ready to die for me?
All right. No, just go unconscious, then I'll bring you back.
All right, Ben, it is your turn now that he's run away from the pudding. So the one closer to you is the one that Sato was attacking.
Okay. And is Sato, like, still up in its business?
No,
he disengaged and ran away.
Okay. I would like to use my bonus action to cast Divine Favor on myself.
What does Divine Favor do?
It gives me a d4 of radiant damage on each hit. I think it lasts for a minute.
Interesting. Okay.
So, yeah.
10 rounds?
Until the spell ends, your weapon attacks deal an extra 1d4 radiant damage on a hit.
Okay.
So, that's pretty cool. Yeah, and then I'm going to pull out my, what's the little one?
Wakizashi.
Yeah. Not the one that does slashing damage. The one that does piercing damage.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to pull that out, and I'm going to, just attack
it. So run up and attack it with your Wakizashi.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, roll to hit.
Yay. That's modified 20.
You hit.
Nice.
Remember, guys, they've got a 7 armor class.
Nice. Okay. 6, 10.
10 damage? Yes. Okay, so...
And then 4 of that was radiant.
Poke.
Right, so Fen runs up with her Wakizashi, which is awash with a glowing yellow light, and stabs into the... Into the pudding, which recoils from that. You can see the area that the radiant damage, you see some of it burn away, and it looks like it's getting slightly smaller. However, little bits of the black fly off and hit you, and you take 7 acid damage.
Okay.
Also, your Wakizashi begins to corrode, and you now have a -1 penalty to damage rolls.
Fuck you! Shit, it's a good thing I still have the fucking the weapons from I should have used hers from the dead fucking Justicar we found. I still have those,
so
I assume I took 7,
so
right?
Essentially seven? You're a walking armory right now.
Damage, yes.
I got some shit, y'all.
Okay.
Some of it I can't use.
It is now Monk Florence's turn.
Oh yeah.
And Monk Florence is going to run over to Ariel and heal him for 10 health.
Sweet. So that's a minus 12. So I say thank you so much.
He runs over and basically says, just end this creature for us, please.
Deal.
Oh, did he heal you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks, Ben.
All right. So I have not been able to attack fucking anything because y'all all get hit immediately, and I literally my turn is just healing you fucks.
That's kind of your job.
Okay,
right? I want to hit shit too sometimes.
The pudding that is between Ariel and BTB begins to slowly move its way towards BTB and only makes it 20 feet to you. However, Fen, you are directly in front of it, so the pseudopod is now going to reach out and try to hit you, and that is a natural 20.
No, that misses.
Goodbye, my friend.
Shut up. What about that? Wait, did I say that I took the shield out, or no?
Yeah.
I didn't. Well, I assume I've already had it out, but it's fine. I'll take it. I mean, a natural 20 still
if you're only going to use one weapon, I would think you would have the shield in the other hand.
I would think I would have the shield too, but... Because I'm only one-handed. The only reason I wouldn't have the shield is if I was using my two-handed weapon, which I'm not using.
That is 39 damage.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Well, I'm fucking down.
So...
Just heal yourself.
So the creature immediately with Fen right there it took its little stab, at which point it just very quickly and completely envelops Fen.
Cool.
To which point she just clatters out of it on the other side.
But at least I had my shield out.
Guys, healer's down.
Also your tank.
Sato, it's your turn. And you just saw Fen go down, and she's still currently half inside.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I have a character already prepared, so it's no big deal. But, like, still.
That's harsh.
Well.
I mean, I don't have any particular good way of saving Fen at the moment, so I'm just going to go stab it with the trident again, and then disengage and run away again.
You do, you boo.
I will say, keep in mind...
Repeat last action.
No temple's gonna trust you three fucking yahoos.
That is also true.
This is accurate.
I'm your only way into the temple.
16 to hit.
What was that?
16 to hit.
Yep.
16, that will hit.
Damage.
That's for 10 damage.
For 10 damage, okay. And the pudding begins to get smaller again as more of the ooze begins to like flop off of it and seem to not be animated anymore. Does that end your turn? Just run up, do that, run away?
Yeah.
Okay, BTB, you saw that Fen went down. It is about 40 feet away from you. The other one is now 10 feet away from you.
Okay. What I'm going to do is... going to do a Scorching Ray.
Okay.
Two on the one that Fen stuck in. All
right.
Or you know what? All three, because the other homie's kind of like next to him, so he might be able to help him.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just what I would assume. So I'll just do that.
So all three on that one. All right. Yeah.
Bless.
Nat 20 for one.
Okay. Shit.
The other two are eights plus seven, so...
All right.
They all hit.
All hit. Nice.
Yeah. Yes.
How many sixes do you need?
Here.
I have some too.
Take all the ones you need.
Oh, no. Jesus.
This may be a clutch right here.
Let's see. So it's for one because of the crit, and then another, and then another.
Good.
Jesus. Oh. 12.
25.
25.
A lot of ones and threes.
still a lot of damage.
Yeah, Jesus.
All right, so 25. So BTB, you watched Fen just get enveloped by this ooze, and one of the last times that you watched that happen was a different childhood friend that didn't make it out of that experience.
Then it makes sense that I would do all three on that one.
So using kind of that knowledge, you're just like, no, you can't let this happen again.
Right.
At which point you aim and you fire three different shots. They land perfectly around Fen, just impacting into the ooze, blasting it off and away, leaving just a very small amount still stuck to Fen's armor. That one is gone.
Okay.
Nice.
Does that end your turn right there?
I'm going to move away from one that's kind of close to me.
Okay.
Maybe if there's a way to like scooch around toward over to her. Mm-hmm. Like, if any way I could help her. I don't know if I can, but...
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
Try to stabilize her.
Yeah.
You can do that. Ariel, it is currently 20 feet away from you. The one that's still up.
Okay, and I'm taking... I saw Fen get...
Yes.
Smoke.
Everybody well did. Everyone's well aware that Fen just got enveloped.
Just kill the other one.
Giant viscous blob.
Well, I'm the... It's me and the gnome that can heal you now. I mean...
Do what you are going to do.
Yeah. You do, you boo.
What would Ariel do in this situation?
Ariel, he would go straight to Fen.
Then go straight to Fen, if that's what Ariel would do.
Yeah, he would, because he sees Fen as a friend.
He's
going to, like, stumble over, barf on her.
Yeah, right?
So I'm going to run
pull
over to
these
her.
Bottles. Oh, this green
one. He runs over to her.
I'm just
like,
dead.
Gets down on a knee, gets down onto his knees, like, okay, let's do this.
Sober, sober, sober. Think sober thought.
Sober thoughts, sober thoughts.
So, to both my spell casting, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Which I think wisdom. Is wisdom for you.
Wisdom.
So. Three.
I'm up.
Fen has 3 HP.
Doesn't matter, she's up.
Yeah. All right, and that is the end of Ariel's turn. Counts. So, Fen, you wake up, you still feel like some of the like ooze on you that you can quickly brush off, but then like the very first thing that you see is Ariel's like drunken face just over you.
I'm just gonna pat the side of his face like, oh, bless, and I'm gonna get up.
Okay. And so you take one have 15 feet of movement, which it's too far away for you to reach this turn once you stand.
Okay. Then, I mean, yeah. My spell isn't up anymore because I'm fucking unconscious. So. How far away is it? Like, if I were to go towards it, how far away would it be? Like, if I walked my full feet of movement?
35 feet from you right now.
35? Shit. Mm-hmm. I know. Well, yeah, that's a good one, but I was going to. Yeah.
So you can get within 20 feet of it.
20 feet. Okay.
And still be able to like throw a javelin or something.
Okay. What does a javelin do?
One D4 like piercing.
Goes through the air, then it like impacts. It's kind of like a pokey.
Yeah, it's 1d4 piercing plus strength.
Yeah.
And you should be able to throw it from the range you're at right now.
It's not 4.
No, it's a javelin's 1d6 piercing.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a d4.
No. Okay.
I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm thinking dagger.
Yeah. Okay, so it's math. Yeah, so I'll go up my movement.
You'll move up 15 feet. You're within 20 feet of it.
Can I get within 30?
Yeah, you can get within 30.
Okay,
it's 35 feet away from you after you stand up, and you have 15 feet of movement left.
Okay, so I'm gonna get like 5 feet up.
Okay, so
and then I'm gonna throw my javelin.
Okay.
Cool.
I like these weak things.
Yeah.
You can roll shit and still
no.
Hit it.
It's still, yeah, I was about to say, I could still
hit it. So you're still going to hit it.
It's plus my dex.
Yeah. For throw.
No,
it's strength.
Yeah.
Oh, it's strength?
You can use one or the other.
Oh, fuck true, yeah, fam. Then, yeah, it's.
It's your
12.
Roll plus strength.
12, you hit.
Okay.
You're so, five, roll your damage.
Yeah. That's why I was like, oh, strength? Yeah, I got this. All right, then it's a d6.
I missed no dex.
Anything to it? Is it also strength?
Yes, yeah, add your strength.
Okay, shit, yeah.
So, gauntlet modifier as well.
11.
11 damage?
Yeah.
11.
Nice.
So, nice!
You throw your javelin, it sticks into it, and you see it immediately begin to start to corrode away.
Yeah, I'm not getting that back.
You can see that the pudding is definitely hurt by that.
Pudding.
At the end of your turns, at the end of your turn, Florence.
Yeah, we're totally getting turned
up to you, but he can't reach all the way to you because he only has 25 feet of movement. So
to me,
yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah. He's a small boy.
He gets next to you and is then behind you. Okay, and that ends his turn. So the pudding is, let's see here, the only person he could possibly reach this turn would be Ariel.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would have been me.
No. So what it's going to do is it's going to just move into your space,
mm-hmm.
which is going to make you take... well, the only thing that it is able to do here is you can make a opposed dexterity check to get out of the way from it as it tries to move in.
And it's dexterity saving?
Yes.
13.
13?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you are able to, like, as it moves up and just tries to envelop you, you manage to just, like, get out of the way of it. And so it's within 5 feet of you, but that's it.
All right.
You didn't take damage, and that's what's important.
Yes. And Sada, it's your turn.
I'm going to repeat the same action. Run up to the remaining one, poke it, disengage, run back.
Okay.
Fucking rogue.
Not 9 on the die, so...
You hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even going to bother mapping.
Squishy!
Five damage.
Alright, you deal 5 damage to it and take 2 acid damage as pieces of it spray back onto you. And, let's see. After Sato, it is the breathtaking Balthazar.
Fire seemed to hurt, so I'll try that for a 10.
For Firebolt?
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
10 no, minutes. He meant Fireball.
Yeah.
I wish.
Not yet.
Get this over real quick. That's 5 fire.
5 fire damage? Okay. It definitely seems like it's starting to get just
backing away.
Shipped away at. Backing away even further?
Yep.
Okay. Ariel, it's your turn. It's within 5 feet of you. So.
Okay, so I'm going to get away from it.
Okay.
And shoot it from a distance.
Okay, so you're risking
you're going to take an attack of opportunity, okay, though, if you get out of melee range.
All right, he's risking the hit.
Okay, but so. It hit me for, like, 39 damage once.
Here we go, though.
That was with a critical, though.
Oh, that was a crit.
Here we go,
yeah. Though.
All right, 21 to hit.
Joshua.
God damn it.
Miss.
So.
Wait, what was it?
21.
It was a 21 to hit.
Never mind.
I'm gonna be out.
You have 2 HP, right?
I have 12.
12 HP? You.
You might not die.
No.
I know.
It's not die, but.
You won't die outright. But.
You take 15 acid, and then you take 4 bludgeoning.
Okay.
So 19 total.
Help me, guys, please.
Zero.
So he is down. Help as he me. Begins to move away, one of the pseudopod arms he grabs, wraps around, and begins to pull him back towards. The
shit, fam.
Mound itself. That ends the turn for Ariel. Fen.
Can I get within 15 feet of it?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to use my breath weapon on it.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
It's fire, correct?
Yes. And that's okay. A dex save.
Okay. So I will make the dex save for it. And it fails its dex save with a non-natural one.
Sweet.
It's got awesome. Negative dicks.
Okay, so 2d6.
I mean, it's an ooze. Yeah.
I can reroll damage, right? If it's a 1 or a 2.
Only on a great weapon.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. So yeah, 4.
So 4?
Yeah.
Okay. So
4 toasty damage.
4 toasty damage.
Ariel, you take 1 failure on your death saves.
Whoa, what?
He so was just inside the ooze. You just torched him.
I couldn't, like...
He'll be fine.
He's in it. That's the thing.
I thought he was dragging it towards him. Well, I wouldn't have done it if I knew it was going to fucking hurt Ariel.
That's the end of Fen's turn. So now it is Florence's turn.
The fuck?
Is going to, now, again, leg it to try and get up behind Fen. And then that's all he can do. He only has 25 feet of movement. And you keep running away from him faster than he can get to you. He's got little legs. On the pudding's turn, let's see, it is going to, oh, and it has exactly 20 feet of movement, so it will move up to Fen.
I'm sure.
Make an attack.
Cool.
Do
12
it.
12 to hit.
See what happens.
No.
So this time you're expecting the pseudopod, you're not sure quite where, and then you see the like little bit fling out towards you, you bash it away with your shield, and it just splatters harmlessly against the ground. That is the end of its turn, Sato.
As before. Run, pokey, disappear.
Poke.
18 on the die.
Yeah.
Okay.
For 9 damage.
18 on the die for 9. Okay. And that ends your turn.
Mm-hmm.
So, you will take, however, 8 acid damage as it splashes against
I'm
you.
I'm down.
Oh, God.
So you go down as it just all the acid splashes against you.
You're next
you
to it, though,
begins
right?
To burn.
Yeah, no, I
and
know.
Sato just passes
because instead
out
of being
from,
able to go back from it, I'm just like,
yeah. Sato passes out from a combination of the acidic fumes and just the pain. BTB, it's your turn.
I'm gonna kill you. If I hit it with something again, now that you're in it.
As long as you don't hit it with an AOE, I'm not in it.
Yeah.
I'm just next to it.
Well, Ariel's in
that's
it,
true.
Though.
Yeah,
he's in it.
Yeah, that's who I care about.
Didn't know.
Nobody cares about you.
I care about you.
I mean, it was hard to aim yours anyways, because yours is a cone.
BTB, yeah. Would you like to do?
So, regardless,
I'll do
Firebolt. Just hit the area.
Firebolt, okay.
Yep.
Not hard to hit.
Nope. 8.
8 damage. All right, how do you want to do this?
Blast
fucking
it.
Finally.
Five.
Just blast
it. I mean,
it's it.
Pudding, so.
Yeah, it's pudding. So you send the firebolt at it, and it just blasts. The acid goes everywhere.
Blast
but it's small enough chunks at this point that it's not hurting anyone that's getting hit by it. BTB, that would end your turn. Ariel, I do need a death save from you.
Shit. Natural 20.
So Ariel, just. Oh, God. I'm sure it hurt ridiculously.
Did someone kiss me? Please tell me that no one kissed me.
Why would anyone kiss you? Why?
CPR, motherfucker.
Yeah, I still wouldn't.
So Ariel, you have your turn. Sato's down.
Yeah, I'm laying on the
just
ground.
Just give this a minute to see how it plays out.
And you could crawl over.
Shut up, okay?
Sure, I crawl over to him and I cure wounds him. He's a DA, right?
Yep.
Eeny, meeny, miny. There you go.
Oh, don't strain yourself. You don't have to do this right now.
Because it's my job? Is that what you're saying?
No, because I wanted to die.
10. Wait. Yeah, spellcasting. Which one is that again?
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. So, that, no, 8.
So, 8. All right, so.
And as soon as he wakes up, I'll flip him off.
You wake up with 8. At this point, and cue inspirational music, at this point, the graveyard itself seems to be awash with radiant energy. The altar itself begins to almost glow, and you see the ghostly forms of spirits begin to rise up out of the graves.
Does Steven rise up out of the grave?
A ghostly form rises up out of the grave. It is the size of a teenage, okay. Teenage child.
A teenage child?
Yes. Still a child until they're an adult.
That's fair.
So, it's the size of a teenager. 40,
45.
Yeah. A teenage child, you know.
Not an adult child, but a teenage child.
A teenage child, gotcha.
Can we get back to the inspiration moment here?
Yes.
So, the spirits all seem to turn, and Monk Florence kind of looks at all of you and says, I believe it's time for you to go pray at the altar.
I would like okay. to stagger my way over there.
I'm just going to, like, as I'm walking over, like, brush all the crap off yeah. me. I'm like, ugh. Gonna need to buy new armor now. Fuck.
We all need new armor after this.
As you guys go over to the altar and begin to pray, as you walk, the spirits seem to walk with you. And almost surround all of you.
We all put on our taking off caps.
You begin to...
For my prayer, I'm actually going to take out a red petal, put it on the altar.
You begin to feel hands on your shoulders, on your backs, on your heads, and warmth. BTB, you get a cheeky little grab.
Nice.
Spirit's like, nice ass.
My charisma's good. What the fuck?
This is an armor.
You got a tail in the way.
Yeah. Well, me too.
BTB does too, but...
His is just robes, yours is an armor.
Yeah.
Mine is like...
Come on, we need some.
No. Let's just fucking let's do this. Let's do this.
Airbag went off and like caused a Miata, just like tight and small, but very cushiony because they have a life.
You feel all of these hands on you and almost a transfer of energy. You then start to hear whispers of prayers and well wishes in your ears, in your heads, and you begin to feel yourselves filled with just that same warm feeling you felt each time spirits have come to you directly. BTB, you close your eyes for just a second, and when you open them, standing in front of you is your little brother.
But, like, other people can't see that?
Correct.
You close your eyes. He just said that.
It's just...
But I said I open them.
When you do open them, it is just you and your brother in a blank void.
Oh, okay.
He's just standing there smiling.
I would smile back then.
You've become a hero.
Yeah. Go on.
You couldn't save me, but you can save everyone else.
Oh, shit.
That's not a burn, it's true.
Even in death, you throw shade.
That's our whole family.
That's fair. And so.
I miss you.
No.
I miss you too. Oh. He walks forward towards you.
I stab him, though. No. I can't just leave a tender moment.
You can't do this shit when I'm drinking something, okay?
You just kick him over, like, fuck you.
He reaches, still short, bitch.
He reaches his arms out for a hug.
Yeah, I'll give him a hug, for sure.
And right as you move to embrace,
you suplex him on the ground.
He vanishes into
suplex
smoke.
City.
Oh, not fair.
And you open your eyes and you're back.
I don't even get like a stiff hug feel like that he's there.
Oh god.
You get just that little bit of a warm feeling.
Damn, that sucks. But I guess that's all I can hope for, right?
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
And with that, all of the characters level up to fourth level.
Holla!
And that is where we will end this episode of Character Flaw. So where can they find you on social media, guys?
You can find me on Twitter at TristanDimitri7.
You can find me at BT Balthazar.
You can find me at The Cold Twat.
And you can find me at Demix the Menace.
And Charles is on Twitter at Dapper Jackal. So until next week, guys, bye.
Bye. Bye.